is Liza Kerwin interviewing Annabelle Illion at her home in Atlanta, Georgia, for the Archives of American Art on September 27, 1985. Could you begin by telling how you came to Atlanta and got involved in the art world here?
Yes, well, that goes back to about 1966. I was living in New York, and I was finishing my graduate work at Columbia University in French. I was preparing to be a French teacher. At the same time, I was getting married, and my husband was very interested in going somewhere else besides New York. He didn't like New York. He wanted to, of course, live in the United States, and we took a long trip around the United States and looked around where we might want to live. And we spent, about a week in Atlanta at that time with friends, and fell in love with the city and decided that this is where we wanted to come. We really didn't know anything about the arts at the time. We were, if I can use the term, young and innocent in the professional world, but we had guts, and we said, well, everybody that we talked to said the city is also very young in its development, and they were very interested in the arts, and it would be a good time to start a gallery. And we were looking for something at the time to do together, my husband and I was going to teach, and he was going to run the gallery. And it sounded simple enough. It sounded like a good idea. So that's how we started, with an idea that wouldn't this be a nice place to live, and wouldn't it be nice to have a gallery?
Was your husband's background in art?
No, his wasn't either. So we learned as we went. It's like teaching school for the first time. You stay one chapter ahead of the class. And that's how you sometimes get involved in something that ends up being much more complicated than you realized and much more sophisticated than you start out being. So we did come to Atlanta, as I said. I got a job teaching French at Agnes Scott, where I stayed for 3 years. And we rented a house in the district near the museum. Lived upstairs, had the gallery downstairs, and we initially started with some exhibitions of artists from New York, printmakers.
What was the address of that first gallery?
It was 18 Peachtree Place, which is now the 10th Street, well, the Midtown MARTA station. It's a building that was a private house that was torn down for the 10th Street MARTA station. And it was a section. This section around the museum was, at that time in the 60s, where a lot of the artists lived, and the galleries were small galleries. They were all small galleries. So we felt this was a good location. And again, we started out with what we knew. We very quickly met artists in Atlanta, became involved with the art scene here, had a lot of help from people who were interested in helping us show, advise us on the kinds of shows that people needed to see.
Who were those people that were most influential at that time?
Well, one of the most important gallery people at that time, who had a closed gallery, was Judith Alexander. She had been a very important forerunner in the art movement here, and had closed her gallery about a year before because of the building that she had been using was on her family property, and that building, that whole property, had been sold for a plaza. And so the building was torn down. Mm-hmm. And her father had died, and she was not able to continue at that time. She has since opened a gallery and is showing naive artists. You may be familiar mm-hmm. with it.
What kind of shows was she doing?
She was doing,
back in those days,
not only local, but she was also bringing shows from New York. And I never saw her gallery at that time. That was all before I came. But everyone spoke very highly of Judith because she was an